Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, listeners in Chicago and around the world, Windy City citizens and surrounding suburbanites, tech-savvy millennials and baby-booming Luddites, welcome to yet another very special The Game Show Show and Stop!
You like a crazy person!
On the radio, this is Podcast Network. Everybody dance! And now, a man needs no introduction. Allow me to introduce your host, introducing Anderson
Yes, Queen.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Game Show Show and Stuff. My name is Anderson Loffer. I'll be your host. And with me, as always, is the gubernatorial James Anthony Zoccoli Jazz.
Thank you, everybody. Please don't use my government name. I am not going to vote this year. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. I'm totally going to vote.
You must vote.
I will vote.
That's all anyone cares about is if you're voting or not.
That's right. Who are you voting for?
And with us, as per usual, is the sensual Jonathan Moran, everybody.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Woo. Hey, everybody, indeed.
Indeed. How is it going?
Well, it's been a long week in the world of politics.
Yes, it has.
It feels like this election is never going to come. It's enough already with
this. I'm done with it.
Today, I was doubly irritated.
Uh-huh.
Because, number one, I got a haircut, and I can't get the fucking hairs off the back of my neck that are very itchy.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah, that sucks.
After all these years of people getting haircuts, they can't figure out a way for there not to get hair on the back of you.
It's called a towel, I thought.
Yeah, that's what you think, but they could put a million towels on there and you still have hair on your body.
It's true.
Afterwards. There's got to be some cream or something they can use.
They're working on it. There's scientists in the laboratory right now formulating something. Top men on the case.
Well, that's pretty fucking obnoxious. But then also, everywhere you go, all anyone wants to talk about is Donald Trump.
I know.
At work, on the tour, I'm a tour guide.
Right.
And people from all over the world come, and where the bus stops to pick people up.
Oh, no.
Is the Trump Tower.
Oh, no. I had a feeling you were going to say that.
Now, we are under specific instructions.
Of course.
To not talk about politics.
Absolutely.
And that makes sense. You're at work. You don't want to talk about politics.
No.
But there were people on the bus yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And they were sitting right in front of me, and I'm giving the tour and everything. And then there's a couple times where it's kind of downtime, and you just kind of, like, listen to the city and zone out and stuff.
Sure, sure.
There were these two Asian American women sitting in front of me.
Okay.
They're talking in their vocal fry voices. I'm a girl in my 20s. You know how girls talk like that?
Uh-huh, sometimes.
Oh, my God, it gets on my last fucking nerve. So they're over there talking in their vocal fry, and what they're talking about is how they're undecided and they're leaning towards Trump.
Oh.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know. It's just that they're both so bad, but I'm kind of leaning towards Trump right now, I guess. Oh. I mean, maybe he's not as bad as Hillary is.
Oh, God.
Hillary is the
fucking
term she used?
Asian women.
Asian women. Women.
So you know
mankind.
Their family is immigrants. Yeah. Some distance at some point.
Yeah, Donald
right?
Trump doesn't want them here.
Yeah, and then there are women as well. Yeah.
Right.
Jesus.
He just wants to grab them right by the cooter.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, he wants to grab their pussy. Oh.
He's a pussy grabber.
He is. Oh.
And I wanted to lean over and say, excuse me, are you talking about voting in the election? You don't know who to vote for?
Oh, God.
A woman.
Right.
And that alone should be enough for you.
I would say so.
But... whatever. It gets me so fucking worked up.
Yeah,
man.
Let's not talk about
it. You can't even go on Facebook.
No.
Especially not there.
No.
Without just seeing.
Eric Roach by himself is putting on his soapbox
all
daily.
The time.
But Eric is one of my buddies, yeah, right. One of all of our buddies.
A friend of the show, of shall we say, and a
but
theater.
Him, he
artist.
Is not even 1,000
right.
of some of the people on mm-hmm. there.
Right.
Where it's just fucking all day long. Yep. More posts about Donald Trump. More posts.
Fighting.
And I want to say, like, you know, you've been doing this for a couple months now with these Donald Trump posts. Like, every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You're putting one out. So, anyone who is a Donald Trump supporter has unfollowed you by now, for sure.
That's probably true.
So, who are you talking to with this?
Mm-hmm. Not
you know?
Me.
Are you talking
I'm not
to me?
Listening.
Are you talking to other Democratic people, you know? And the answer is almost always, yes, that's who they're talking to.
Well, yeah.
But they already decided who they're voting for.
Right, everybody, they just want to hear more of what affirms their own beliefs, their pre-existing beliefs. That's all anyone wants to hear.
Yeah. But I will say Eric Roach at least adds humor with his.
For sure.
And he is very funny with his posts on Facebook, while other people, though, are just like, this man is a rapist, you know? Fucking in capital letters all the time. It's like, God damn it, please. It's hard enough.
It really is hard enough.
I got to get up early and go to work, right?
Yeah, me too.
On the way to work, that a fucking job I don't want to have, you know? I got to read about a rapist all day long. Anyway.
Golly, let's not even talk about it. I can't believe we just spent a minute talking about it. What a waste of our time.
I heard Donald Trump is going to do an interview on our show next week.
That's right. We're going to get him. We're getting him.
Yeah, looking forward to that. How have you been? Anything going on with you?
Just, you know, more auditions, more writing, and trying to get out from underneath the momentum trying to shake the inertia of life.
Yeah. Okay. Good enough.
Get out from under
the ball set of the tea bag of life.
That's right.
Get out from under the yoke of capitalism.
Yeah. Yes. That's
trying
too.
To get this sweaty scrotum of life off of my nose.
Oh, if only.
Yeah. And Johnny, how are you?
I'm good. I just came from Hapkido class, and
that's like karate.
It's more like Aikido. It's got to do more with kicks and punches and throws. And
I thought that's what karate was.
It's not.
Oh.
It's different.
What's karate? Isn't that chopping and stuff? Chopping and kicking?
Karate is Japanese. Kung Fu is Chinese. And
Hapkido is Korean.
Right.
It's Korean karate you're talking about.
Spoken like a true white man.
That's right.
But I learned a big lesson tonight. I learned what it was like to be hit by a trained martial artist.
Dang. Where'd he hit you?
He did a back kick.
A what? A
back kick?
Kick.
Where basically his heel is directed into your sternum. Now, he was a little bit lower than that, so he got me in like the lower stomach.
Oh.
And I almost immediately wanted to shit my pants. It was like he kicked the shit out of me, almost.
He kicked you right in the shit box.
Right. And I took it. And wow. I didn't actually shit myself.
Did you? All
right.
Were any tears swelling?
No.
Up?
No.
You did not shit yourself, Johnny Mo.
How about that?
Is there any broads in the class?
Yeah.
Oh, man. See you, Dag. Tough at least a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But it's always a sign of respect when the teacher of the class actually uses you for demonstration.
Sure.
Because he knows that you can handle it and that you're going to be, you're going to do a good job demonstrating his technique.
All right.
So, yeah, that's pretty good, Johnny.
It's a double bonus. No shit and some respect.
Is there any farting that ever happens in class?
All the time.
There is,
all
right?
The time, dude.
Just like yoga.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you get kicked and then all of a sudden it's...
Oh, God.
Except way fewer hot girls in yoga pants.
Oh, sensei.
And the master is like, what did you eat today? And you're like,
pork.
Karate pork. Oh, it's the flapping that's
oh, man. Slapping on out of there.
Oh, mercy. Well, boys.
You got the pork runs.
That reminds me, I got to go eat some sandwiches because we're about to get some Cubs baseball here pretty soon.
That's right.
Yeah.
Big night for Cubs baseball. You will probably won't hear this for a week when all this has been decided.
Right.
But it's October 11th.
Mm-hmm.
The Cubs are about to have game four. Anybody want to make predictions we can listen back to?
I forget who's starting tonight.
Lackey.
And Matt Moore is the
Matt
other
Moore.
Guy.
I think Lackey's got a shot. I think that, this is the thing. I think that Rizzo's definitely got to get that bat going.
God. He's been non-existent.
Yeah. And I think that, their defense has continued to be strong.
Yeah.
I would just say, if I was going to make a prediction, I hate jinxing things, but I'd say 5-4 Cubs.
Good. I'd say 3-1 Cubs.
Okay. I'm down with that.
What do you say?
I think it'll be a higher scoring game because I feel like everybody's bats are going to be going now. So I think it'll be like a squeaker. It'll be like 7-5 Cubs, maybe.
See, I don't know, man, because they went real late last night, so they might end up being pretty lethargic today.
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Plus, they're all out partying in San Francisco.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. Okay, well, let's get started so we can get this over with.
Let's do it.
Let's do the news.
Time now for Anderson Lauffer presents something about things in the news and stuff.
Everybody's favorite segment. America loves the news.
They can't get enough of it.
That's right.
We've got some matching stories tonight that we can marry together in their same categories, Jazz.
Excellent.
Making a potion of news.
That's right. Let's call it a potion of news. Creepy clowns.
My least favorite thing.
You thought they were gone, Jazz, but they are not gone.
I wish they were gone.
They're back. A couple left their 4-year-old child at home alone to take part in the killer clown craze.
Oh, no.
Sweeping the U.S. and Britain.
Oh, no.
Police in Menasha, Wisconsin released dash cam footage from the moment they arrived, a report of clowns chasing after cars in the early hours of the morning.
What?
As they pulled up, two men in clown costumes were standing ominously by the side of the road. The pair, aged 29 and 20, that's almost 30, first of all. Yeah. There's a 30-year-old in a clown costume in Wisconsin standing by the side of the road in the middle of the night.
So much weirdness.
Mm-hmm.
They were spoken to by officers but not arrested. However, the older man and his 26-year-old wife, who were acting as the driver for the two clowns, were arrested after police discovered their child had been left at home alone. The 4-year-old had been left home alone for several hours before the parents were arrested at 4 a.m.
4-year-old? And you know what? Two things that you could probably discern from this story. One or both of them had a neck tattoo with only God can judge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that one or both of them were absolutely shit-canned.
Yeah, that's right. True.
I don't feel that way because I feel like if you were drunk, you would not have the energy or the, you know, you'd be more interested in fucking than getting dressed up as a clown.
Or napping.
These clown
well,
guys.
Well, who's to say that they're not going to end up fucking in the clown suits?
Right.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
So now weird, hot clown action.
Ugh.
Well, the child has been taken in by the Department of Human Services and the parents charged with neglect.
Wow.
It comes as police forces across America have been warning people not to take part in the clown craze.
Please don't.
Or face being arrested.
Yes. Arrest them!
I think we're doing our part here in saying, please don't dress up as a clown and stand in the fucking woods.
Please don't. We need to make a PSA.
How is that
a
thing?
One of these clowns is going to get shot dead.
You're right. You're right.
Sooner than later.
And honestly, I think we would all cheer.
The idea of leaving here... Right? Leaving our studio.
Right.
Going to the car.
Oh.
And there being just a clown standing there.
Oh, God.
Now, we're in an urban environment.
Yeah.
So now, it would still be fucking gross.
Here's the other thing of it, too. I saw some video that was shot down on the south side of Chicago where there was a clown in an alleyway, and he was walking around with a fucking machete.
And
the person who was taking the video was shooting it from her by her garage. And the clown heard her and started chasing after her with a goddamn machete.
What?
Yeah. So that's the second level of this, is that these dudes are threatening people with deadly weapons. Oh,
well, at least they're threatening people and not just standing still. Standing still is what bothers me. If somebody's like, I'm going to kill you, I'd be like, fuck, I'm out of here. Right?
Right.
It's just when a guy's just standing there like a statue. That's the problem.
Okay. Or waving.
Yeah. Just standing there like, it's all okay down here. Remember the it guy in the...
We all float down here.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
God.
Not cool, man.
Not cool at all.
Well, Jazz, my wife's titties.
I love them.
A line of people... yeah. Who doesn't?
They are fantastic.
I mean, just titties in general.
A line of people line up to grope a bride's breasts.
What?
So that she can afford a honeymoon.
What? Oh!
This is a tradition.
Where?
A bizarre clip that was filmed in
Manawak, Wisconsin.
Shows, it was filmed in China. Shows men and women paying money towards the honeymoon for the bride and groom. And they do it by touching the bride's breasts, apparently, so that they can pay for their post-wedding trip. The woman and those groping her appear to pose for pictures. This is a YouTube video.
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah. They appear to pose for pictures as she takes the money and pushes their hands to her chest. Meanwhile, the wedding party continues all around them. People are dancing and having fun. The first in line in the clip is a woman who spends some time posing for a photo with the bride, who is still wearing her wedding outfit. Her dress is pulled down to expose her titties, which are then manhandled for money.
Wow.
Next in line, a man who gets even closer when the bride pulls his head down so he can motorboat her.
Oh,
what?
Come on.
Finally, another
Where's
man.
Where's the husband in all this?
He's out dancing at the party. This is how they're making money for the honeymoon.
The horny moon.
Fucked up.
Another man takes his turn while the bride blows a kiss to the camera. The custom is said to take place at weddings in China and other parts of Asia. Also common, though, I thought this was interesting, also common at Chinese weddings is a tradition called Nao Dong Feng, which has both bride and groom subjected to pranks throughout their wedding reception.
Oh, God. What kind of pranks?
Yeah, exactly.
I hope they're sexy pranks.
Yeah, right? Not clowny pranks.
No.
Ugh.
Dress up like a clown and stand by this tennis court in the suburbs. Fucking assholes, man.
Oh, yeah, it's really good, bad. That's bad.
That actually sounds like a tradition you could pick up in America.
Start yeah,
America.
Like you porn. All my friends
not
touch my
boob.
Wife's titties.
No, not the boob thing, the prank thing. That would be fun at an American wedding.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be.
You know? Like pull the chair out from the bride when she
like, your wife is going to die.
Yeah. Just kidding. But she left you. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good comedy.
Tell the groom it's a different church and just have him standing there. Catch them all in Norway.
If you say so.
Norwegian Prime Minister Erna Solberg, which you already knew, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
was caught in the act of trying to catch Pokemon.
Oh.
Nora.
Photographers.
Photographers.
Captured Solberg playing Pokemon Go on Tuesday while in Parliament listening to a heated debate.
I was going to ask if he had something better to do, and apparently he does, and he doesn't give a shit.
Oh, it's a lady.
Whatever, yeah.
You fascist this asshole.
One of the leaders of the fucking country.
The leader.
Yep,
the president.
Go.
Sitting there playing Pokemon Go in Parliament.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Solberg's love of Pokemon Go isn't exactly a state secret, though. Back in August, Solberg took some time off from a state visit to Slovakia to hunt for Pokemon on the streets.
Hilarious.
What?
The president of a country's like, do we have 10 minutes? I need to go catch some Pokemon out on the street.
We get
some
off.
Pussy. What are those fucking things? Fumble puss or whatever. Yeah. The fucking thing. Jiggly puss.
We get mad at Bush for taking a month to go golf or whatever.
Yeah, right. This lady's out like fucking changing the chasing down a jiggly puss in Slovakia.
Oh, walking into incoming traffic.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Her decision to play Pokemon Go during a debate might seem rude, but it seems the game's popularity crosses some Norwegian political lines. Solberg is the leader of Norway's Conservative Party, and the person speaking during her Pokemon Go session was none other than Trine Skei-Grande, the leader of Norway's Liberal Party.
I get their emails. I'm on their email list.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Trine Skei-Grande.
Trine Skei.
Grand was caught on camera playing Pokemon Go herself during an August meeting of the Norwegian Parliament's Standing Committee on Foreign Affairs and Defense.
Wow.
That seems like the one thing you don't want to play Pokemon Go during.
Definitely
the defense
not.
Meetings.
Yeah.
Grand had just finished asking a question when her attention switched to her Pokemon Go app. When reporters from a Norwegian news website asked Grand to comment on her multitasking, she explained that some people have heads that listen better when doing something brain dead.
Oh.
What?
That was her answer.
That's the most lame-ass excuse I think I've ever heard.
She just likes multitasking.
I guess.
But
it's kind of like saying that when you're doodling or whatever that you're actually still paying attention.
But that's different with Pokemon.
I think it's
doodling,
a different.
Just writing with a pen is just moving your hand.
Yeah.
Pokemon requires focus.
Right.
And attention.
Yeah.
Strength.
Indeed.
Lots perseverance.
Of resilience.
Yeah, lots of combat points for your... what are some names of Pokemon, guys?
Like I know. It's the new fellowship.
Chartazoid.
Rumblosaurus. I don't know.
Sharknado.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's what Johnny almost had in Hap Guido class.
Hey.
Chartazoid.
Sharknado.
What? Here comes that spinach salad!
Oh! Pikachu!
Song was there?
Yeah. More clowns!
No! Not more clowns! I'm coolrophobic!
I will say, the clown stories have taken over the animal stories in our news segments.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Less animals and more clowns.
They're equally scary, though.
Yeah.
In fact, clowns might be more scary.
Animals are
just being animals. They don't have any weird, sick intentions.
No.
They just want to fuck and eat and find someplace warm.
That's right.
Yeah. Right.
We can all applaud that.
And any of the scary animals that we talk about are in their natural environment way away from us.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Yeah. There's no Komodo dragons on this
just
street.
Chilling.
Yeah. Thank God.
A man accused of shooting an animal. This is a funny one.
Obviously.
Just remembering it as I started it. A man accused of shooting an AR-15 into the air.
Oh, come on.
Near a woman walking a dog. Allegedly did so because he mistook her for a clown.
What did I tell you? Not even 10 minutes ago.
He was like, this clown bitch over here.
You ain't seen the business end of an AR-15.
Get out of here, clown!
Oh, sorry, Ruth.
Police in Bardstown, Kentucky. That's my homeland.
Hey, oh boy.
Big right. surprise.
They say Adam Tingle's wife told him she saw a clown outside, and he yelled at the person in question, the newspaper reported. When the person didn't react, he fired one shot of his AR-15 into the air to scare them off. Apparently, the clown was actually a redheaded woman walking her dog. God.
Oh, man, that poor redheaded lady.
That's what you get for having red hair That's in right. Kentucky.
Why are y'all walking around with your bozo tips on?
Get out of here, clown!
Who did your tips, Cookie?
Tingle was charged with second-degree wanton endangerment. Of course, this now raises the question why someone's reaction to seeing a clown would be to shoot them with an AR-15.
Yeah.
Unless they had one of those leashes with no dog in it. Cops say Tingle told him he was scared because of the recent activity involving clowns.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
If you're just being born or moving out of a cave, he's referring to a bizarre series of so-called creepy clown incidents that have been reported through the United States.
Yep.
Beginning with a little boy in Greenville, South Carolina, who told his mother that two clowns were trying to lure him into the woods. Since then, reports of clown incidents, from simply spotting creepy-looking clowns to reports of physical violence, have exploded across the United States. Many of the reports have turned up no physical evidence, and some have proven to be outright hoaxes, like when an Ohio teenager was late for work and allegedly made up a story about a clown attacking her as an excuse.
That's pretty good, though.
Oh, my God. You have to believe it.
Yeah, I'm going to use that one.
You're not a little girl. You're not like a teenage girl, though. Like,
no,
if you're a teenage
true.
Girl and you're 20 minutes late for work and you're like, oh, I'm late because a clown had, like, tried to attack me, you'd be like, oh, my God, are you okay?
Yeah.
If it was Jazz, he was like, I'm late for work. A clown tried to get me.
You'd be like,
I don't know.
I almost got clown jacked.
This motherfucking clown came rolling up on me.
Motherfucking clown, shit! So the reason that it's exploding is because the news keeps putting on the videos of these fucking things.
That's right.
All over the place. And so they're getting all this attention, and people are like, I want to fucking do that too.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want it's better that on than my, being I a serial killer. Reel.
Right. Yeah. But with all the same notoriety.
Yep. Yeah. I'm going to be, but you never see their clown names. I bet most of them don't even make up clown
They probably
names.
Don't.
Oh, they
They're
have
like
to.
Steve.
They don't. Yeah. Right. I'm Frank.
The clown.
Frank Clown.
Frank Clown, yeah. That's legal name.
The media-fueled frenzy has led to increased fear of anyone who may appear to be dressed as a clown. In Tingle State of Kentucky, a man was arrested on a disorderly conduct charge after allegedly dressing in a clown costume and walking into a wooded area near some apartments in the middle of the night. Can't a man just put on a clown costume and walk into the forest?
It's a shame. What has America come to?
That a clown... Donald Trump's going to be president, and I can't wear a clown costume into the woods in the middle of the night.
Let's make America great again for clowns.
Yeah.
In New Haven, Connecticut, public schools have banned clown costumes for Halloween.
Wow.
Under the premise that the outfits would be threatening, given the nation's current coulrophobic vibe.
That's actually a fantastic idea.
Yeah, right?
For this year's Halloween.
Yeah.
Keep the clown?
Yeah.
Are you going to just go stand in the woods?
No, I'll just go to a party and just creep everybody out. Because, like, what's he going to do next?
Oh, God.
You're going to be like, hey! Just be the loudest
right.
borderline racist clown.
Okay, if I get one of these beers, everybody cool?
Hell no! I'll just be out in the back.
Yeah.
Whose iPod is this? Can we get some hip hop? Can we listen to some hip hop, please? Yeah. Everybody having fun? Hey, what's your name? Hey, you know, this keg's getting pretty light. You got another one?
Some law enforcement officials now fear that anti-clown hysteria will start making people violent.
Oh, no.
Utah's Orem Police Department felt the need to clarify in a Facebook post on Monday that citizens do not have the right to shoot someone dressed as a clown.
Oh, good.
The department noted that they had fielded a few dozen calls about clowns that day.
Wow.
A few dozen?
Yeah.
Good Lord. Some clowns are out there making the rounds.
Some 30-year-old in Utah is standing up in the desert, or what? I don't know what Utah has. Mountains or something?
Mountains they got and desert.
They got everything.
A little bit of everything.
They're hanging out up there dressed as a clown.
Right.
Yeah.
Oy, oy, oy.
Get a fucking job, you assholes.
Seriously, dude.
Please do.
Man. We need one of those guys to call into the show.
That would be actually pretty awesome.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me on the show.
Come on, sucker.
Get these clowns out of here.
You know, there's a lot of people on Facebook lately who have been like, because of that shit Donald Trump said about grabbing somebody's pussy.
They've been like,
if this has triggered anything inside of you, if you've faced any sexual assault as a child or anything, you need to let someone know that everybody's talking about sexual abuse right now. One day, in 20 years from now, somebody's going to be talking about clowns, and they're going to be posting on Facebook, if all this talk about clowns has you freaked out because a clown was standing in your woods when you were a kid, you need to go and talk to someone.
That's a thing.
Wow.
So everything has a
ripple effect?
Yeah. This will all end badly for everyone.
It really will.
And some guy's going to be in his therapist's office in 20 years from now. And after a clown murders someone, and he's going to be like, I dressed up as a clown, and now I can't live with myself anymore.
Oh, wow.
So...
this is the world we live in, guys.
Spring break! Vegas pool party! Hey, DJ Khaled!
Here's an interesting story just about that same sort of thing. Ready?
Okay.
Raped by Pokemon.
That sounds awful.
Police did not release the name of the 23-year-old woman. But according to the report, the unknown woman who lives in Moscow, Russia, was asleep last week. She woke up around 3 a.m. to a large Pokemon on top of her. As she continued to wake up, she realized that the Charizard was sexually assaulting her.
Oh, no!
When she realized what was happening, she jumped out of bed, causing the virtual character to disappear.
Wait, what?
Oh, God.
However, after consulting the game on her smartphone, she was still able to detect the monster's presence. She claims her apartment is a gathering point for the Charizards, which is why her dog barks constantly when she plays the game.
What the fuck?
Undoubtedly, her canine companion senses the virtual monsters and couldn't possibly be annoyed that she keeps pacing around the house playing Pokemon Go.
This sounds like the Russian version of The Onion.
Yeah, right?
Dude, it's for real. After the attack, the woman quickly awoke her husband, who had been sleeping next to her in the bed, while a Charizard was attacking her.
She didn't wake him up?
He did not believe her claim that she was sexually assaulted by a Charizard and told her to go back to bed. If your wife wakes you up and is like, a Pokemon just raped me in bed, right here. I wouldn't be like, go back to bed.
No.
I'd be like, get up the fuck out of this bed.
I'd be like, it's time to call the lawyer.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean,
we got some bigger issues right now than going back to bed.
Yeah.
When she remained agitated, he recommended she seek out the help of a psychiatrist. Instead, the young woman sought out the guidance of her neighborhood psychic.
Awesome.
great idea.
Yeah, really good idea.
I gave you $100 to go and get a psychiatrist, and you came back with a
reading?
A psychic reading? It's like those adults when you give the money to the kids to go get bread and whatever. Loaf of bread, stick of butter.
That's right.
Eggs.
Dozen eggs. Right? And then he comes back with a fucking like baseball cards and balloons and shit.
Candy bars.
Yeah. The mystic did not believe her either. In desperation, she booked an appointment with the psychiatrist, finally. However, she still filed a police report citing Bill Cosby as justification. Police records note her claim that, like Bill Cosby's accusers, she will eventually be proven right about the rape from a virtual Charizard from Pokemon Go.
Oh.
Nevertheless, law enforcement officers do not believe her either.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder why.
So there's some crazy shit happening in the world.
And it's not just happening in Florida. It's also happening in Russia.
That's right. We need one of those Russia sound drops.
Absolutely. We'll make it.
In Russia, Pokemon Go you. Well, that's all pretty upsetting.
Yeah, it is.
All the news is fucked, dude.
It's really bad. You can't even find funny stories anymore.
Yeah, I was like, I want a picture of like a Komodo dragon eating an antelope or some shit we could talk about, you know?
No.
On the hood of somebody's car or something, you know? Some lady got in her car and there was a Komodo dragon eating a baby or some, you know, shit we could talk about that.
That's funnier.
That's not funny.
It's funnier than a Charizard raping a lady in Russia.
For man, sure. Russians got it hard already.
They really do.
They don't need Charizards over there fucking everybody.
They sure don't.
Can we need an interview with a Charizard on here to tell us about this as well?
Let's do it.
Johnny, you're going to have to book a Charizard for us.
All right.
And a Sharknado and something else. Clown.
I'm right on.
Hell no!
Well, I'm sorry to say, Jazz, that's the news.
No!
This has been Anderson Lauffer Presents Something About Things in the News and Stuff.
Everybody's favorite segment, even though it's always depressing and, well,
I should say always.
It that has was lately a downer been depressing and deplorable.
Man, that was a downer week in news.
It really was bad.
Everything else, like if you go search for weird news, everything's about the actual fucking news.
Right?
Like it's about Donald Trump. You know?
Oh my God.
Can you believe someone running for president said grab him in the pussy? Like, that's what the weird news section is.
It's stranger than fiction,
so
man.
So you got to dig deep to find these Russian Pokemon rape stories.
That's right.
Which, coincidentally, is the next app coming out. Pokemon Rape.
Okay.
Oh, lovely.
We need to come up with a new segment, guys. We need to come up with some new bits, because...
Man, it's nasty out there.
I don't know if we can rely on the news for laughs anymore.
No, that's it, man. Every really, news story in the world is depressing
really
as fuck, dude.
So bad. It makes me want to cry.
I'm serious, dude. I looked fucking everywhere. Those were the funniest stories there were.
Wow.
And those aren't even that funny.
Oy.
Some wife getting molested for money. Some Pokemon rape story. The head of a country playing Pokemon.
Right.
And then two creepy clown stories. One guy tried to shoot a Jewish lady in Kentucky. Or an Irish lady or whatever.
Whatever. Some ish lady.
Yeah, some ish person.
Some ish.
Well, that's the news.
Yes, it is, ladies.
This has been Anderson Lauffer Presents Something About Things in the News and Stuff.
Let's take a quick break, and when we come right back, we're going to do a new bit called Non Sequitur Radio Theater right after this.
Are you a business person? Do you want to sell products from your business to other people? Have you ever considered advertising on the internet to promote your business? If you answered yes to any of those questions, then you should also answer yes to this next question. Wouldn't it be cool if this was your commercial? Well, it very well could be your ad here. Just imagine, it's a beautiful day in the world of consumers when suddenly a member of your key demographic realizes they need your goods and services. And because they heard about the cool products from your cool establishment on our cool program, you could make some cold hard cash. There's no cooler way to prove your business is better, and no better way to prove your business is cooler than advertising on our cool show, The Game Show Show and Stuff, on the Radio Misfits Podcast Network, with your ad here. Contact us via email and stuff at radiomisfits.com for details on how to get your ad here. This cool show is made possible by cool commercials, and cool commercials are made possible by you, cool business person. So don't miss out on sales because you didn't buy your ad here.
And now, the And Stuff Players present...
Non-sequitur.
Radio theater.
Where we read old-time radio scripts with random, sometimes inappropriate sound effects.
These shows were originally presented during the golden age of radio.
But in the name of comedy, they will be slightly edited, somewhat embellished, and grossly profaned for your listening pleasure tonight.
Our first edition of this new segment features a lost episode of Ripley's Believe It or Not,
which was presented to a studio audience but never broadcast over the air due to a war loan drive.
With great pleasure and without any further ado, we bring you a special Election Day presentation of
Believe It or Not.
Or if you don't believe it, don't. Pell-Mell Famous Cigarettes, the cigarette of modern design, presents Believe It or Not, Bob Ripley. Here's a man whose life is a constant worldwide hunt for facts. The man who makes his living by telling the truth. The man who knows the places making news today because he's been there. Yes, Bob Ripley has been there. Been in more than 200 countries. Traveled over 500,000 miles. Always seeking, always hunting for facts. Facts that put you right with him in a front row seat of world events. Believe it or not, it's true, says Bob Ripley.
Greetings, everybody, and welcome. There's nothing in the world more exciting than constantly hunting for facts. I've traveled all over the world in this hunt, and I have had many thrills. But there is no thrill like steaming into New York Harbor and seeing the Statue of Liberty. Yes, it's great to be an American, and the greatest privilege of being an American is being able to vote. You may be indifferent about your right to vote. You may think, oh, what difference does one vote make? Well, it may be your one vote that wins an election. The importance of one vote can't be overestimated, but listen, my Believe It or Not tonight is one of the most amazing stories I have found in my search for truth. Now, on with the hunt. The year, the time. The year, 1830. The place, the town of Vevey in the county of Switzerland, Indiana. In Courthouse Yard, a scaffold has been erected. A man is about to be hanged. His name is Thomas Evans. He is walking up crude pine steps to the platform.
Thomas!
Thomas Evans, do you wish to say anything before I do my painful duty?
All I can say is that I am innocent. I am weary of repeating it to people who won't believe me.
As sheriff of this county, I can but do my duty. Now, the blindfold.
I'm innocent!
Now, Thomas Evans.
Stop! Stop the hanging! We're just in time, Sheriff. Thomas Evans?
Yes!
Thomas Evans, do you know in whose presence you stand?
You're Governor Wright, aren't you?
Yes. There's only two powers in the whole world who could save you from hanging by the neck until you were dead. One is a great god of the universe, and the other, my Slef, Governor Brown Reed, Chief Magistrate of the State of Indiana.
Praise be, sir.
Thomas Evans, you are pardoned. And for this, you have to thank the man who came here with me, Daniel Kelso, newly elected district attorney. Remember that name. Remember that name. Daniel Kelso.
Daniel Kelso. Yes, Governor, I will remember.
My name is Daniel Kelso. I went over your case, Thomas Evans. I, Daniel Kelso, believed you to be innocent as you swore you were at my request. My request, Daniel Kelso. My request, the governor has pardoned you.
Daniel Kelso, I shall never forget you, Daniel Kelso.
I, Daniel Kelso, wanted to see justice done, that is all.
Evans, you owe your life to this one man, Daniel Kelso.
I will always remember, sir, Daniel Kelso. This is a Daniel Kelso miracle.
12 years after the amazing escape from death, Daniel Kelso ran for the state senate. In his home, Thomas Evans, once condemned to hang, is on his deathbed. He calls his wife.
Martha.
Land sakes, Tom, what do you want now?
Today's election day, Martha.
Well, what's so important about voting today, Tom?
Daniel Kelso. The polling place is just 2 miles away. Get me there, Martha. Get me there.
Now, Tom, you can't.
If it's the last thing I do, I'll vote for Daniel Kelso. Daniel Kelso will save my life. Daniel Kelso. It's the team, Martha.
In my constant hunt for facts, I found that Thomas Evans did cast his vote, and Daniel Kelso won the election for state senator by one vote. Later, Kelso backed a man for senate. That man was Edward Hennigan, who was elected by Daniel Kelso's one vote. Then, on February 28th, 1845, the United States Senate faced a momentous decision.
Gentlemen, we have before us today the question of whether or not the state of Texas shall be admitted to the Union. You've heard the arguments. We've had a vote before, resulting in a tie, a deadlock. Now we will take another vote, gentlemen. Roll call.
The senator from Alabama.
Aye.
The senator from Georgia.
Nay.
The senator from Maryland. The senator from Virginia.
The vote is complete. The total.
The result, Mr. Chairman, is 26 to 26.
The chair recognizes Senator Hannigan of Indiana.
Mr. Chairman, I herewith change my vote from nay to aye.
By changing his vote from nay to aye, Senator Hannigan has broken the tie. The United States Senate has voted 27-25 to admit to the Union the state of Texas.
Surely the series of events certainly shows us the importance of one vote. First, Thomas Evans was saved from hanging by Daniel Kelso. 12 years later, that same Thomas Evans rose from his deathbed to vote for Daniel Kelso for the state senate of Indiana. Kelso was elected by one vote. Then by virtue of Kelso's vote, again, one vote. Edward Hennigan was elected to the United States Senate. Then when the Senate voted whether or not Texas should be admitted to the Union, the one vote of Edward Hennigan brought into the nation the great and glorious state of Texas. So you see, the importance of just one vote cannot be overestimated. Well, remember that the next time you are privileged to cast your vote, for your one vote might change the whole course of human events.
Believe it or not!
So dumb.
So dumb.
The Game Show Show and Stuff is made in America, featuring original games, unique interviews, opinionated characters, and devoted American listeners around the world. So if you want a creative way to promote your establishment, market your products, and advertise your services, we, the people of And Stuff Productions, can help you sell that. With our combination of signature offbeat humor, superior writing, and professional production skills, And Stuff Productions will help you say what you want to say in a way that says it the way you want it to be heard. We'll say whatever the f*** you want. This pizza is better than any other pizza.
This store has really neat stuff.
This product is the best of its kind.
This establishment is better than all the others.
The Game Show Show and Stuff will help you sell that. It might seem risky, but mainstream advertising has already proven that being risque is worth the risk. Hey. Plus, on the internet, you can leave in the swear words. Or not. Whatever the f*** you decide. Either way, an advertisement with the Game Show Show and Stuff on the Radio Misfits Podcast Network will help you sell that. Contact us via email and stuff at radiomisfits.com for more information on how we can help you sell that. The Game Show Show and Stuff will help you sell that.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Game Show Show and Stuff on the Radio Misfits Podcast Network. I'm Jazz. He's Andy.
And now let's do some birthday shout out.
And today is October 11th, 2016, which means it's a great day to be
one high-profile first lady,
one average everyday Oscar nominee,
one lowbrow comedian,
or D, all of the above.
What's up, Eleanor Roosevelt?
Politician, diplomat, activist, first lady from 1933 to 1945 during FDR's four terms in office. That's epic!
Your speeches and public appearances on behalf of the polio-stricken POTUS were controversial at the time, but you didn't give a fuck!
Nope!
Plus, you were the first ever first lady to have regular press conferences,
yep,
write a weekly newspaper column,
uh-huh,
and host a weekly radio
That's
show
right.
Like a boss!
Great minds discuss ideas,
Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people. You said it, girl.
What's up, Joan Cusack?
What about Joan? Everything about Joan. Born in NYC, raised in Evanston, and educated in the theater.
Some people forget that you were nominated for an Academy Award twice.
Twice!
But not us.
Nope.
No way.
Uh-uh. I even saw you play Helena in A Midsummer Night's Dream at the Goodman Theater in 1991. You rock!
Happy birthday, Artie Lang!
Comedian, actor, radio misfit, podcaster, longshoreman, taxi driver, New Jerseyite. What a life, bro!
Probably it's the whiskey talking, but you're definitely too fat to fit.
Uh-huh.
That's the name of your book.
And okay, maybe you did crash and burn, and you might reek from the stench of failure, but you've never been afraid to do the dirty work, and you're nobody's puppet. For that, we'll always love you, dude.
And let's not forget
Ketchup King, Henry Hines,
Pulp Fictionalist, Elmore Leonard,
Indian Freedom Fighter, Jairaka Prashnayaran,
Bollywood Superstar, Amitabh Bachchan,
the creator of Captain America, Joe Simon,
the founder of the Cracker Barrel, Dan Evans,
delicious, and also born today,
the millionaire father of that billionaire idiot, Fred Trump.
Oh, what a bitch. San Francisco Southpaw Slinger, Steve Young, and Beverly Hills Bay Magnet Luke Perry.
Baltimore Raven Terrell Suggs and Memphis Grizzly Mike Conley.
That's right, and today's birthday shout out band is
on guitar Daryl Hall and George McCorkle.
On drums Art Blakey and Billy Higgins.
On trumpet Lester Bowie.
With sweet vocals by Dottie West.
Screaming by Al Atkins of Judas Priest.
And raps by MC Light and You God of the Wu-Tang Clan. Ain't nothing to fuck with.
If you've got a birthday shout out, drop us a line and stuff at RadioMisfits.com.
Birthday shoutouts are made possible by Today in History, an application developed by Downshift Interactive and available online for free.
Visit the App Store and Google Play for info.
Yeah, baby. Birthday shoutouts.
Eat a dick if it's not your birthday.
Or if it is your birthday, if that's what you like to do. Birthdays.
Great job.
Indeed, as always.
We did it again. All right, that was a fun show, Jazz.
Yes, sir, it was, as always.
I love that radio play bit.
Oh, man.
Do some more radio plays.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Mm-hmm.
I think we should do it more often.
All right, Johnny, have a great week.
Thanks, you too.
Jazz, have a great week.
You too.
Everybody listening, please have a great week. Take That's it right. easy on yourself.
Go
it's
Cubs.
Fucking hard out there. Yeah. Go Cubs.
That's right. Give us some relief and some respite from the horrible news of the world with Donald Trump and clowns and Pokemon goes on top of people in the world.
Charizard,
baby. Oh, God.
Anyway, that's it for us.
See you next Tuesday.